What is up, citizen detectives? It's the Yellow Jackets Buzz Podcast, episode 208, It Chooses. The penultimate episode before the season finale next week. I'm Glenn, joined as always by NYC Demon Diva Issa. Tonight,
yeah.
Issa. This show has always been dark. This show has always been crazy. Tonight, I felt like it got a little extra dark. A little extra crazy. I'm actually, I gotta be honest, kind of similar to episode 6. I'm just bummed out. I'm just feeling a bit drained and depressed.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way. There was a lot in this episode that I just felt sad. Yeah. It was just a dark, sad vibe. And I know we break down the entire episode and we'll get into it, but there's so many things that kind of make sense that they have to do what they have to do, but at the same time, you kind of frown upon it, and it leaves you just questioning how are you supposed to feel about some of the things.
I just want to know, if you're trapped in the wilderness for 17 months and you've got to murder and eat some of your friends, and there's a weird, like, otherworldly forest demon that's haunting you, and you bring that back with you, and it manifest 25 years later and wrecks your life. Like, if you can't find a silver lining and some fun in that, you know, like, where's the upside? Because tonight was just all the bad stuff. It was just like low point after low point after low point. Like, I know we ran out of batteries in the woods because we've just had a group sing along of "This Is How We Do It" by Montel Jordan again and some dancing.
Yeah, we knew it was going to get to this point, right? I mean, that's the first thing that we saw from Yellow Jackets is the pit girl singing. Last week they were laughing and smiling at memories past in the snow, over in the cold. It was so wholesome. And now we're seeing what really went down. And I mean, I literally just watched it. I mean, we are live as we just finished watching it. It did go live for me. Well, I don't know. I was having some issues. I watched it with Paramount Plus adding the showtime to it. And I was having some issues. So I wasn't able to start it for like 10 minutes. It kept like, I would close the app and reopen it, and the new episode would not show. So that's why I was texting you that I started it later than normal. I just finished watching it. Like, we're doing this live after we both. I'm bummed out, but I guess as we go through the scenes,
we'll process.
I can break down which scenes affected me the most. But that ending, pardon my French, it just fucked me up.
That really fucked me up. And especially, where was Misty? Misty doesn't want them to eat Crystal, but I think that they really overlooked a viable alternative.
But she doesn't know what she
is. If you're going to send out a hunting party, why doesn't Misty say, you know, but...
Because the wilderness has to choose.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the wilderness chose Crystal. Gravity chose Crystal.
No, Misty chose Crystal.
I mean, I think Misty presented it to the wilderness, and then gravity did the rest.
Okay, fine. You might have a point there, but I don't know. This is the second... Yeah, like you said, episode 6. I remember finishing watching it, and I'm like, you know what? Even episode 7. Because as wholesome as them reunited, celebrating, and having those moments were, the episode finished with Shauna beating the shit out of Lottie. Like, the last couple of episodes had just ended in a way that you're just like, oh my god, why did I just watch? And why do I enjoy this?
Why is Misty trying to pick and choose? Ben was perfectly willing to sacrifice his high-calorie butt meat for the good of everyone. And Misty was like, no, Ben, you don't get to do that.
Misty's obviously, I know she's your fave, but she clearly doesn't make the right decisions.
Misty's got a bit of a god complex.
Yeah.
I don't know. This episode, talk about driving it home, right? Okay, so this episode starts with the aftermath of what we saw in the last episode of Shauna working out her issues on Lottie's face with her fists.
Mm-hmm. That's a great way to word it.
Yeah. And we had, we had Misty and Mari helping Lottie go to the bathroom. Clearly, she's got an infection of some sort. There's no antibiotics.
She doesn't have an infection. She probably has no
kidney. Well, no, I'm saying left. Something's infected. There was blood in her urine. You I can know. See from her face, her fever. Yeah,
her kidneys are gone from the kicks that she received.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not good at all. And Mari is making comments. Man, like, seriously, if Misty could pick, I think Mari is number one on the list. I've thought this all season.
I thought they were going to set her up to pick the card. Just off her.
Yeah, already. Well, I don't know. I think... Man, I'm really... Oh, and here's my other thought after this. Remember how in... Go back and watch episode 2 and after the plane crash, there's like 20 girls standing around there. I think they ate all the rest of them because we're down to like, what, 10 now in the cabin? Like, I think we saw Jackie, but it's suspiciously... We're missing some other people, you know?
Don't you think that would have shown or gone into details? Because they only talk about
Jackie. It's my headcanon. Because otherwise, how do you explain the literal thinning of the herd?
I don't know. But yeah, I was thinking about that earlier. Not just like episode 2, the episode where they all get high. I remember a lot more people there.
It would be interesting if they just would have... if they would have had it. Remember how like 90210 did the gun episode and it was like, tonight they lose one of their own. And it's like, dude, you weren't really friends with the group. You're a member of the show, but... Like, yeah. I thought the group were a pick, and then we're going to see all of a sudden there's, like, you know, a yellow jacket with purple hair that we've never seen before. And it's like, oh, you got picked. Sorry. Yeah, this really sucks. We really felt a close connection to you, and we're really going to regret having to murder you and eat you, but them's the breaks, you know?
Did you think it was going to go down to them picking who they were going to kill eventually, or did you think they were just, like, normally die, and that's how we get
I thought there'd be more normal death. And maybe that's what I'm saying. You know, maybe for purposes of story, maybe there's some other people that died of natural causes and they already ate them. Because it's been a long time. Like, there's stuff. Think about this for a second. They've been there. Shauna carried a pregnancy to term and they're still alive. So I don't think they've just been making stew and soup out of belts, out of leather, you know?
leather soup.
Oh, my. This was really depressing. Actually, here's what's interesting.
No, it was belt soup.
But here's what's interesting about tonight. Yeah. This show, for the sake of story, has not dwelled on the desperation and despair and suffering of starvation and how fucked their situation is. And tonight, we've had like little hints of it, but tonight it was just like, yep, here's what's going on. And in fact, based on the starvation hallucinations tonight, everything's in question now. Everything we've seen.
Yeah,
I know. Look, we'll talk about it.
Shout out to Melissa in the chat, one of our viewers who's watching us live for those who listen to us. And she says on the chat, you think the card picking scene was Lottie's vision, but not real. That's another thing that this show has done this season, give us a lot of scenes that they end up not being real. But I personally think we usually get the payoff, whether it was real or not, in the same episode. Yeah. So I do think the card picking was real, but we'll see. We'll see, Melissa. Thank you so much for watching us. I don't know where in the world you are, but I know where I'm at. It's very late, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, this episode also, man, there's been a couple that I'm like, don't want to watch this late at night in a dark room all alone.
Well, I live alone, Glenn. Yes,
it's tough. Okay, so Lottie is swollen, beat up, has a kidney infection. Shauna not only it's infected. There's blood in the urine. Shauna was like kicking her in the kidneys, not just beating her face. Like Shauna just did not. Yeah, she just let it go. But Misty's in her zone, taking care of Lottie. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Misty loves feeling needed.
You know what's so crazy though? So Misty's calling Mari a brat and saying you always are. But it's crazy that Misty is the one that's like all of everything Lottie's done for us. Like Mari has been the number one Lottie Matthews dick rider this entire time. That's also, by the way, the first time I've ever used that sentence, that phrase.
I think I laugh even more because that is just not.
I've never used that term before, but
you're just like, I'm clipping it and I'm keeping it.
But Mari has been like the champion of Lottie, like Lottie's number one disciple this entire time. Like,
yeah, I prefer Dick Rider. Please keep saying it. I want it in your everyday vocabulary now.
But how quick Mari turns, where she's like, oh, her pee smells. Let her die.
Don't you think that Mary started turning last week when we saw her just completely not believe anything that Misty was doing in regards to Crystal?
But Mari should be the one. It's like, hey, you guys, Crystal's out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's definitely Pit Girl. I'm convinced.
Plus, the other two, remember the other two? It was like, wouldn't it be the worst thing if Crystal was Jen and what's her face? We're like, wouldn't it be the worst thing if Crystal, if we could eat Crystal? Like, they should be out there looking for Crystal. They know that she's out there, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know. But there's a hiding spot now. We also know that there is a hiding spot, not because of what we saw tonight, but how did Javi survive? They all have to be wondering, what did he find? Oh, yeah. Where was he this entire time?
And we'll talk about this.
I don't want to talk about it.
Javi's hiding spot, by the way, nicer than some apartments I've lived in. So
I used to live in New York. Tell me about it.
And that's the thing. It was tough. I'm trying to resist the urge to jump forward in this, because there's so much big stuff that happens in this episode, but this was kind of nonstop just dooming and glooming for the entire time. So Mari goes downstairs. Mari drops the pee that smells. Now the whole cabin smells like infected pee, and Mari is crying.
Yeah, is that the smell you want to wake up to?
I mean, I've got five cats, so I'm just saying that you know, it's a constant. I'm cleaning litter box.
Don't you have the self-cleaner?
No, they won't use the self-cleaning one. But I'm just saying, I'm cleaning litter boxes all the time. You know, before this podcast, after this podcast, we got to ventilate. I mean, I do everything I can. But the cats have their own area, their own room. But still, so I understand. I understand the fear, right? Thank God they use the box.
So you're comparing Lottie's infected pee to cats?
I'm just saying, I know what it's like. Growing up, my mom had dogs that weren't really well housebroken, and she had she would use the puppy pads. And I was,
well, Roma is puppy pads.
Yeah, but she would just like use the puppy pads rather than let them outside. I don't want to get into this all, but I'm just saying, like, I've been through some things, Issa. So I understand, Mari.
Yeah, let me tell you something about my dog. He's fully puppy pad trained to the point that I walk Roman every day. He will not go outside. He waits until we come back in and goes in the paper. However, Roman would only go in the paper once.
Interesting.
And he'll wait until I clean it and put another new one. Like, my dog is so weird. But, I mean, Roman is 5 pounds, Glenn. His pees are like puddles. Like,
whereas with Lottie, we saw that was some volume.
there was volume there. There's no way Roman could ever
produce
that
volume. And Mari just dropped it all over the cabin.
Yeah, he's the weirdest dog in the world. He will not walk on... He's so New Yorker. He's more New Yorker than me. He will not walk on grass, and he will not go outside. He only goes on his paper.
Interesting. Very interesting. This is the most that I've ever talked about urine on a podcast.
I mean, we talked about...
We talked about everything.
Human flesh and what it tastes like and eating placentas. I mean, so urine just feels
this is tame.
Like, actually, a downgrade talk compared to the things we talked about here.
So Lottie's having a vision, and Lottie's having... now that I watch this... Okay, if you watch this episode, I want you to go back and watch this episode again, and you'll see Lottie is having a vision, and she sees someone falling through the ice. She sees the Queen of Hearts. She sees everything that's going to happen in this episode.
Oh my God, it all makes sense after the end. You know what? I didn't put two and two together until you just mentioned it. I gotta go back and watch that part.
Crazy. This is a show that rewards rewatching.
Yeah. I can't wait to rewatch both seasons after the season finale next week.
So Misty's asking Lottie if she can hear him. Now, then we cut to Javi. Javi's such a good boy. He's bringing in firewood. He's courteous. He doesn't talk. He's keeping to himself, and he's helping and participating.
He should have spoken up more. Maybe he will have a different face.
I'm really
bummed out.
And I'm like angry about this.
I'm angry.
Okay, so I'm angry for multiple reasons, and we'll talk about it when we get there. But this is someone that disappeared and was disappeared and was assumed dead, and then came back, and we had the joy, and then we had what happened to him tonight. I hope, by the way, everybody that's listening to this has watched this episode. So I think our audience shares in this. This is the most we have ever talked about things that happen later in the episode, but it's just I'm processing. It's raw. Okay, let's talk about this though. Shit. Okay, if we knew, okay, so blood in the urine is how this episode starts. And Lottie looking like She just survived Fight Club. Then
I love Fight Club.
Then we've got Akila with Nugget and talking about their life after.
I don't want to talk about
I know. Akila's talking to Nugget, and then Ty comes up, is like, hey, what you doing? Who you talking to? And I'm thinking, Ty's gonna eat Nugget. Holy shit. I thought it was gonna be Mari. As Akila's saying sweet things to Nugget about getting him a little house and tubes and mazes.
She was gonna make sure her nephew was with Nugget when she went back home and met the family.
And it's tough too, because watching this as someone with five cats, you can imagine the things I talk about. My wife was just out of town for 5 days. Oh. Let me tell you, when my wife's around, I say crazy shit to my cats. When my wife is gone, I'm just pouring my heart out. I'm talking about my hopes, my dreams.
I have full-blown conversations with Roman. I ask him about everything. Yes. I ask him about, oh, should I eat this now, yeah. Roman? Oh, should we make coffee? Like I act like Roman is my roommate. I get it. I have
sit there and I tell the story of my cats. I tell the story to them of how I met them and fell in love with them. And I repeat this and I get all misty eyed. So I'm watching.
Do you tell them pictures? I have pictures of the day I got Roman. And I'm like, look, baby, look at the picture. This is the day I brought you home with me.
I tell we have one female cat, Mimi. And she is my princess. Aww. And I explained to her, she is part of my holy trinity of women in my life. There is my mother, there is my wife, and there is my baby girl, Mimi.
I would assume I'm right after Mimi.
It doesn't work for the trinity thing, but if we're going quads,
if
we're going quads, absolutely. You say you're in spot four. You're four corners right there. My mom, my wife, Mimi, Issa. Boom. So you can imagine I'm watching Akila have this moment with Nugget, and then Ty's like, what are you doing?
I thought I had that conversation with Roman, but then I realized, no, you know what? Okay, my dad, my oldest nephew, and Roman. Now let's just hope that my other two nephews don't watch this.
So we see Akila petting Nugget. Now we get a little bit of the sunspot and the frayed edges, which has kind of been their tell a little bit. They're doing some subtle things. But what's terrible is we see that Akila is treating Nugget like he's healthy, talking about getting funnel cakes and vinegar fries. I think Ty is going to eat Nugget, and then Akil's like, you can't touch him, he's mine. And then Ty's like, yo, that's dead. And then Akila sees this shriveled up dead mouse that she's been carrying around and petting for a while now.
I need our audience to understand that I try to not text you. You would think that we would text each other the whole time that we're watching the shows, but I try not to, so that our opinions are, you know, this is, we're fresh hearing what we thought of each scene. I couldn't help it. Today, I actually texted Glenn as I was watching it, and my text just said,
finished watching the episode already, so I resist the urge to write back like, oh, strap in. Like, but so...
No, yeah. I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you didn't, because I was like, at the end of the episode, I was like, well, I thought Nugget was going to affect me the worst. No, that was light.
And this was right before the credits that Akila is realizing, she's mourning the loss of Nugget, but she's also confused because she's like, what the fuck? He was alive. Like, my BFF, my soulmate.
Yeah, but they're having hallucinations. They're starving.
Yeah, and this has been going on for a while. So I'm assuming Nugget was alive when they met. I think, you know what, we did...
And it died in her pocket.
Yeah, because you did have...
God, and how does she not walk around smelling like a dead animal?
I mean, how much... I don't know. But it looked really...
Well, I guess maybe the pee smell.
Oh, there you go. And then the bucket inside, you know. They're still not getting rid of the whatever somebody did in the bucket. That smell will linger forever. We do know Nugget was once alive, because in one of the early episodes, somebody said, what's that making noise? There was some acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Although Jessica Harrow was saying, she thinks he was dead the whole time. What could he be eating? Akila was feeding Nugget some things.
No, we don't know if she was feeding him or not. Oh my God, poor Nugget. And another week, no Steve sighting.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. We know Steve the dog. We hope you're doing okay.
I'll adopt Steve if he needs adopted. I'll bring him here with me and Roman.
I hope next week in the season finale we get that. So we go to the aftermath of Shauna getting the phone call at Lottie's retreat after the credits. And Ty walks in and she's like, oh my God, I'm going to have that song stuck in my head. And they were outside, so we know it wasn't Lives, Lightning, Crashes. What song, and I'm assuming it was a 90s jam they were listening to, what song do you think they listened to that Ty is going to have stuck in her head now that they heard it again.
I don't know.
Name
don't
a song know. From the 90s.
You okay. tell me, Glenn. Oh, you're better at this.
It's late where
than
you
me.
Are, so I'll give you a pass. First,
it's like almost
first
3
thing that popped just... in my mind was, and I think I've used this before as a reference, was Desiree's You Gotta Be.
God, you always use that one.
I don't know why I go to that all the time.
It's really funny. You make fun of me for not even having an idea, and you always okay, tell what, the
okay,
same
okay,
idea.
Okay, fine. So it was Robin Show Me Love. That's what I think it was.
Okay, that's good. A good one.
Right? But I like how it was just, it's so weird because this show is so good with its needle drops. It's crazy that they didn't like have the tail end of a song just have that reference, you know?
Right. Especially with their music. Yeah. They're so good.
But I mean, it's just, it's that funny like between, you know, it's just that sort of stock banter. Okay, so they're getting refills of drinks. And yeah, from there, you know, they're speculating that they were having phone sex, Jeff and Shauna. And Shauna's going to explain.
I love that comment. They were like, I guess Jeff didn't come through with the phone sex. And I was like, wow, that's the first thing you think about when your friend gets a phone call from their significant other.
So she's explaining that they found the body of Adam in Hackelbarney Park. It was on the news. And what's interesting about this is you see the different reactions. Shauna's saying it was unfortunate, but you could see that Ty, Natalie, and Misty... they know exactly what it means because it means they're cover up of the murder. They're like, the jig is up. But then you see Lottie and Van confused, like, what, her friend died?
I feel for 1 second the girls just completely forgot that Lottie and Van were in the room because they went into panic mode.
Well, I mean.
Great scene.
So Shauna wants to go home, but Natalie and Misty are really saying she should stay, figure some stuff out. And it's interesting that Natalie dumped the body in the park because Misty's saying that, oh, you measured the grave, the standard 6 feet. He was in there deep. And then Misty says she should have done it herself. I'm actually really shocked they didn't have Misty dispose of the body. That is stunning. Like, look, of all the characters on television, not just people that are friends with Shauna, of any character on any series that's ever aired on U.S. television, Misty Quigley is easily in the top 3 people I would choose to bury a body if I didn't want it to be found.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't even bury Crystal. We still can't find her.
She's just that good. Yeah. But Van knows something's up. She's saying, why they're all whispery? What's going on? She's asking Ty. She could tell that Ty's lying to her. So it's pretty clear.
The connection that those two have, the band immediately knows just by looking at her that she's lying.
It's pretty crazy. So it's interesting how that plays out in this episode. And they successfully stop Shauna from going. Van takes her keys.
They stop Shauna? Yeah, I was going to say stop her. She freaking threw the keys into the wilderness.
I mean, you could go find it, you know? And then Van's saying she's starting to feel it. They haven't seen each other in years. There's something going on. So it's funny that they're having this conversation in public and Van is the one that's like, nobody is going anywhere until you tell me what's going on and what's happening. And Lottie is very concerned as well. So yeah, it's this really sets up a very interesting evening that they're going to have together. And she reveals that Jeff knows about everything.
And they sobered up pretty fast, huh? Because they were wasted. Like an
hour ago. Yeah, so Lisa and some of the cult members walk by, and Lottie suggests they go to the sharing shack.
I want a sharing shack.
The sharing shack is like one notch below the love shack and the shake shack. Then you have the sharing shack.
I don't know. I will put shake shack before the love shack.
Interesting.
I love shake shack.
Is it because the tin roof is rusted?
I'm talking about the hamburgers.
No. I'm talking about the love shack. That's where you knock points off for the rusted tin roof. I'm not going to quote all the lyrics to Love Shack, but I could. Anyhow, so Ty back in the cabin is cleaning up and she looks in the mirror and sees Mirror Ty, but she sees herself in Mirror Ty as separate people. That's progress. She literally sees her other as another, looking all evil.
So seeing two Ties is progress as opposed to seeing just the
evil.
But
then what's weird though? Well, because she normally sees the evil one instead of her. But now, like, this is kind of deep, and I'm just pulling this out of thin air, but follow me, Issa. Because normally, she looks in the mirror, and she doesn't see herself. She sees evil Ty. But this time she recognizes that good Tai is its own entity and evil Tai is a separate entity. Therefore, it's symbolic. But then she turns around and it's Van, which makes me think, like, can evil Tai, much like Bob from Twin Peaks, inhabit Van and leave Tai's body? She could transfer the evilness into another entity. Who knows?
Wow, Glenn. Amazing.
It's very late. I'm very tired. It's been a long week.
Yeah, it's later here, but my brain didn't go there. But I follow you. I see what you're saying.
So, she's saying she's lightheaded. This starvation thing is really kicking in. And it's crazy just to watch the different effects and the way that they're relating to one another and what's happening with this. Van goes and checks on Mari and is giving her the belt she found in Jackie's luggage. I think the leather could be protein, right? Mari licks the belt.
Yeah, protein.
And like, she doesn't even remove the buckle.
I would never let anybody cook my shoes. I don't care how hungry we are.
Oh my God, Issa, the amount of shoes you bring on a trip, they could eat all the way through the next winter.
Nobody's touching my fucking shoes. they can use my. I know. I have a Gucci belt too. They're not eating my Gucci belt.
Yeah. So
they're gonna eat me, aren't they? Because I'm not letting them touch my stuff.
I mean, because then not only do they get you, then they get the shoes as well. Think about that.
No, Glenn, you make sure they burn. If I die in the wilderness, Glenn and we're together, you burn those shoes with me. Nobody's getting my shoes.
Okay.
As you're frying me up to eat me, throw shoes in the fire.
Use that as kindling. So Natalie is saying maybe it's the worst thing. Maybe it's not the worst thing if Lottie died. And then Ben's like, yep, she's in pain. Really sucks when people that are in pain and suffering.
They are that hungry. You know? They're desperate. They are desperate. They have reached that point where they're just like, I don't care. Can somebody just die?
I think Ben's mood has been very interesting to chart because at first I was thinking he just wanted to diffuse the situation with Misty yelling at him and he couldn't jump. So he was just going to go back and come up with plan B. With what we see happen tonight, I don't think Ben wants to die anymore.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, it's interesting what he does tonight, his game plan with this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, his conversation with Natalie is very, very real about how to, that if she dies, maybe it's for the best. Natalie talking about how everyone's changed because of her and she has this weird control. So Natalie, remember when I said in present day, tonight I felt like more that Natalie's being sincere at the compound.
Yeah.
But up until then, I really thought adult Natalie was getting revenge on Lottie.
She was on something.
I thought she was there to get revenge on Lottie.
Right.
Of some sort. Especially for Travis, for Javi.
I mean, she shouldn't get revenge for Javi. Somebody should get revenge on her. It's her
well,
fault.
Kind of. But, it's but her Lottie fault, created though. The situation.
Lottie's dying upstairs.
But she created the situation. Well, Lottie, and by the way, Lottie, who said, if I die, you know, eat me. But
me, my dying wish.
But this idea that nature chooses all this new religion they're following, like Lottie's kind of behind that. So Javi is just another casualty of the situation.
Yeah, but nature didn't choose Javi. They chose not to save him.
Mm. I don't know. I don't know. Who's to say, Issa? Who's to say who's responsible?
My God. You are a Lottie.
No, I'm
follower.
Not. I'm saying that Lottie, I could see both arguments. Part of me could say Lottie's responsible. Part of me could say that Lottie's not responsible, that Natalie's responsible.
Look, if I'm in that cabin, I'm killing Lottie. She's already almost dead.
Yeah,
upstairs.
But I think you'd have trouble with her being like the alpha and in charge of everything.
I wouldn't.
You don't think you just
try me.
You'd be like, Lottie, you just take control. Just tell me what to do.
No, she's gonna control my mind.
You say that.
Adult Lottie will control my mind. She's
adult
cute.
Lottie.
If I'm at that cabin, this is real talk, Glenn. I'm at that cabin and I watch her get the shit beat out of her like that. She doesn't know anything about it. She's no leader. I'll kill her. We'll eat her next. There is no way that you're an alpha and you're going to let somebody beat you up like that.
Adult Lottie up until like last week, I was like, oh, I'd like this retreat sounds relaxing. I could use a little time away and talking about my feelings. Now it's just like, nope.
Yeah.
So Coach Ben is going through Javi's stuff and finding the drawings of the tree. And he has some cool stuff in the drawings. But he's very interested to know what is going on with this tree. And he's going to go trek off and find it, as we see throughout this episode.
Yep. And he does. We'll get to that.
Yes, it's Jessica pointing out Misty's culpable. You know, I'm just saying, with Javi's death, there's a lot of blame to spread around. We don't have to just blame one person.
It's because you say that because Misty's your favorite. You really, really defend her.
I like present day Misty more.
She's worse.
Oh my God, then the next scene. Jesus, I forgot about this. Aquila is maybe going to eat Nugget's dried up, shriveled corpse. Oh my God. This was so heartbreaking to watch. And gross.
Yeah, but I mean,
she can't do it.
Yeah. I think.
Then she puts it back in her pocket as if to say, let's see how I'm feeling later.
Look, if we let Shauna talk to Deadass Jackie and do her makeup, let her carry her dead mouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Mari hears this. Yeah.
I think it's less disturbing. It's less disturbing that she's carrying around a little dead mouse than this woman doing a corpse's makeup every day.
So Mari hears the dripping again. Ty is saying she hears the dripping too. They look at a wall and holy shit, like just blood seeping through the walls of the cabin.
Do you think it was Lottie's pee? I'm sorry.
You know what? I needed that.
We still got to find some humor in this.
Yeah, darkness. I mean, you know, she's got blood in her urine. She really had to go. A lot of fluids. I mean, they've got to, like, I'll say this. This is why they're still alive. They're starving, but they've got unlimited water. You can go, like, a month without food. You can't go 3 days without water, you know? Thank God for all that snow. The walls are not actually bleeding. This was Mari's hallucination. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't seem like it's a good time there anymore, Issa.
No, we're not.
It used to be slumber parties.
This is the finale. It's going to be so
coordinated dances.
This is the finale. It's going to be so effed up. I never look forward to something and dreaded it so much at the same time.
Well, speaking of fucked up, then we cut to Kevin and Pornstash knocking on Shauna's door. And
I hate him.
Yes. He is most punchable person on television currently. And they got a search warrant and they're going to come in and toss the place looking for evidence. Now that they found Adam's body, Shauna is now officially a suspect and Kevin is going to ask Jeff some questions. Yeah. Misty should have got Jeff. Well, Misty didn't get Jeff, make Jeff the cookie, but I think Jeff knew more than Shauna did, even without the cookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Callie is filming Pornstash going through, oh my God, even that hair, even that
Callie's
even
so
that mullet
good.
He has. Like,
yeah. As of right now, Callie has the biggest turnaround for me this season. I couldn't stand her in the beginning of the season. I love her now.
So Callie is filming him going through her room. He goes to the closet, he goes to the drawers. I mean, this is actually, you know, they're talking a little bit about the allegation that he made about him seducing her and preying on her. It's interesting that he's being dismissive of it. That's the one thing that doesn't quite ring true, is it would seem like if that allegation were made, they would take him off the case. Minor note.
Right.
It just doesn't seem realistic that he would still be.
Yeah, but the way he behaved, if I'm a jury, I would not trust him. The way that he's like, oh, you're just fucked up like your mom. It's just like, why are you trying to like reverse psychology this? You know what I'm saying?
So first thing Jeff does, no cookie required. He says, so should I call a lawyer?
That's the first thing anybody should do when they're being interrogated, whether you're innocent or not. Tip. From me, you know, I'm pretty good at this crime thing. I showed you that in the other podcast that we do. Don't answer any questions. I don't care if you did it or if you didn't do it. Always ask for a lawyer immediately. You're welcome.
So, Kevin thinks Jeff.
Glenn, you ever been interrogated?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Jeff is Yeah, Kevin's saying, oh, we thought you kicked her out, but she's a spy with friends. And they're going to show him some photos of Adam's dismembered corpse.
Lovely.
Cut cleanly with surgical precision on the limbs, and they used a cheese grater to remove his tattoos.
I love how Jeff was like, well, couldn't have been Shauna. She's not a doctor.
Okay, remember how we talked? I just want to bring something up because this is still an open thing, right? So this is an unsolved mystery of Yellow Jackets. We talked specifically about how Adam's tattoos, which look like there's a forest and a map, like it looks kind of like it's tied into the wilderness experience. We've been told Adam was just some dude, had nothing to do with anything. Aside from the fact he was into Shauna. I believe he was into Shauna. But we kept saying, like, well, if Shauna saw his back tattoos of the wilderness, even the fact that she killed him because she thought he was the blackmailer, like, those back tattoos would have probably gotten him stabbed, like, the second she saw them. So everybody was saying, oh, she must not have seen them. But the idea that they took the time to remove them makes me, and by the way, the people that removed them were also people that were in the wilderness. So don't tell me that Misty or Ty or Nat saw that tattoo on his back and didn't kind of go, oh, that's weird, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they had to be suspicious of him, right? Obviously, they removed them for recognition. Yeah. Get a bunch of tattoos. Another crime advice. Get a bunch of tattoos. So that way, if you get killed, people can just, like, they'll have to, like, literally skin you fully to be able to get rid of all of them.
That's uplifting.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just sharing some useful tips. Also, can we have a 1 second of silence for the Adam is Javi theory that can officially be finally put to death?
But are we sure? No.
Glenn.
Do we know?
Have you eaten today? You're starving.
What if he was reincarnated? And that's how...
Adam is definitely not Javi. That was the most popular theory coming out of season one.
Well, it was the theory up until, like, they had Adam's ID and everything. I don't know. I think there was...
Oh, come on. You can make a fake ID in no time.
But yeah, so they're saying with Shauna doing this that she has certain survival skills. It's interesting. We saw this in season one. Everybody assumes they ate each other. They ate people in the woods, which I guess makes sense. But it's crazy they took off the tattoos. I thought those were going to come back into play.
It's not crazy. If you cut the head and you cut the body level, it's to avoid recognition. Tattoos is one of the easiest. I think tattoos is easier to recognize someone than teeth DNA at this point in modern
era. He was in
era.
The bone marrow database.
Do you have any tattoos, Glenn? Glenn, get one. What happens if something happens to you? That could be the one thing that helps people find
you. There you go. I've got a lot of air tags, you know. I've got one on my wallet. I've got one on my keys. I mean, I've got my phone.
Oh, my God. You should imagine if they start surgically inserting air tags on people. Or like the little chips they put on your pets.
Good. Jessica Harrow saying, I heard in an interview that the kid who plays Javi even thought Adam was Javi.
Everybody at this point fell for it.
So Adam was in the bone marrow database. That's how they identified his body.
Oh.
He was going to donate.
What the hell is a bone marrow?
For donors. So he had he had a relative who needed a bone marrow transplant. When you get the test, you can opt to be, it's like being an organ donor. You can opt to be, have it put in the database.
It just took me a second.
I lost my place in the episode. Let me go back here a little bit. But it's interesting how affected Jeff was by this. And we see more of that later in the episode. back to the sharing shack.
Yes.
Natalie wants to... You can tell Natalie's excited about this because she's been wanting to get everyone to go through therapy. And you'll see this later. But this is where they start talking about what's happened and bringing Lottie and Van up to speed on everything. And what's interesting about this is that not only do we get... the reveal to Lottie and Van about what the other four have done, but then through this process, we get the reveal that Shauna, who has told them all that Adam was the blackmailer, who was sending them things, we find out that it was Jeff and Randy, and we also find out, everyone learns that Ty figures out that Jessica Roberts was hired by Ty. And then Misty confesses to killing Jessica Roberts. So this was, you know, I think if Van just would have talked to everyone about her cancer, we would have had bingo, you know, secrets and Lottie talking about losing her mind with these visions. So, I mean, this was great just to see them all together. I think we've been waiting for more of this all season, just this.
Yeah, but I agree with them. I think this is the part where somebody's like, we need to just talk about it. You know, yeah, please talk about it. You're all fucked up and you're the only ones who understand.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, how they're doing this where I will say it was pretty quick how once Misty started talking to Randy and Jeff, how quickly they put together that Randy and Jeff did the blackmail and not Adam.
I did like how honest Shauna was about keeping it a secret, because she said, hey, if the roles were reversed and it was one of your spouses, I would have fucking killed them. So, of course, I'm not going to tell you that it was Jeff. I like the honesty there. And she's, Melissa, she's such a good actress. Everything that she does, I just believe it. Everything that she said.
Melanie?
Every scene that she's in. Yeah, Melanie, sorry. She's so good.
And it's like Misty's like, oh, someone had to, I cleaned it up like I always do, so you're welcome. That's a good friend. She's proactive.
Oh my God. My favorite part of the confessions between the adult versions of them is when they're like, yeah, but the FBI is asking questions about Natalie. Yeah. And Misty's like, FBI. Yeah.
We'll get to that, including a very interesting thing that I picked up on. So Misty sees Ben back in the cabin with the sharp knife. And Misty's like, hey, Ben, that knife, it's like really sharp. And maybe, you know, Ben.
Don't kill yourself.
Ben, I'm going to need to take your shoelaces.
She's going to make a makeup padded room and put
it. I mean, it's clear that Ben, if Ben wanted to take his life. So it's interesting that Misty is like on Ben's suicide watch now after that incident. But he's sharpening his crutches. He's got some like rope. He is preparing for an excursion. We see Travis kind of hallucinating while Javi is there with Natalie. And Natalie's giving Travis gloves, which is very nice.
Yeah,
telling them that might help you.
It was Javi, no? She was giving
them to Javi. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Here's a weird theory. Shit, this just occurred to me. She was giving him the gloves. Do you think the gloves were making it harder for him to get his grip?
Please stop. No. Actually, they probably helped him. How are you supposed to?
They didn't have fingers on them. Like, they were fingerless gloves. Well, okay. Yeah, here's a weird thing. I don't know. Did she? I was like, did she knit these? And I'm like, no, I think she just had them.
Yeah. She had them. She's worn.
Like, say, who knits fingerless gloves when you're stranded in the cold?
I noticed the fingerless gloves. Somewhere.
Here's some fingerless gloves, because then we know you want to look cool.
I thought they were just for smoking cigarettes.
Here's some fingerless. Here's some fingerless gloves in case you want to text somebody, because you can't do it with regular gloves unless you own special texting gloves.
They never worked. When they first came out with those, you had to like adjust it so your feet. And if you have nails like me, you're never gonna get the texting gloves to work.
So it's interesting that Travis comes over to Natalie and this is so terrible. Like, this is so painful. Travis telling Natalie she's a good person. It's like you can see Travis is finally forgiving Natalie for faking Javi's death. He even says, I'm sorry for making you feel like you're not a good person.
Listen, everything that happened, also his fault.
But, this is so tragic, because I don't think Travis is going to feel that way very soon about Natalie. This is tough. This is really tough.
You don't think he's going to blame himself for trying to help her? He kind of sent Javi after her, too.
Okay, so Lottie is having some visions. She's really warm. Misty is trying to get her to breathe and have some clarity. And this is where Lottie says, you know, if I die, don't waste my body. Yeah.
Eat me.
Making her promise.
She didn't need to do that. They were going to eat her. She should
have. I mean, I don't know. Misty apparently isn't going to let people eat Crystal. So, you know, if you're on Misty's do not eat list.
I think Lottie's not in that list. I think she will eat her.
So Coach Ben is looking at this big map of the trees. He's looking at what Javi has. And Ben is on a mission. He's modified his crutches. They're like ski poles.
He made them snow friendly.
Extreme sports crutches. Extreme crutches.
good for him.
Sport crutches.
He's gonna make a half of a leg here soon if they're gonna be there for much longer.
So he leaves. He ventures off into the wilderness and is like fast. He's moving fast with these.
Mm-hmm.
With these modified crutches.
Custom made.
Coach Ben is on a mission, trekking out through the wilderness, and we will see what he finds. So back in present day, yeah, we've got more Misty talking about having Jessica Roberts saying, I held her captive for a week. I had to kill her. And she was the blackmailer.
Yeah. Right.
Talking about Shauna being seduced by this adorable grifter who is trying to extort us. I'm going to change my Twitter bio to adorable grifter.
Yes, please.
But then Shauna's like, oh, and the FBI's been asking all these questions about Natalie. And then Misty is like, oh, just stop. The FBI was me. But then technically it was my boyfriend, Walter Tattersall. That is Walter, Tattersall. Now, we knew his name from before. I don't remember how he had his name before. I didn't pick up on it before, but it's been online. People have known. Now, there's two L's. If there was one L, my first thought, and this distracted me all episode, we've recently seen with the phone and the puzzles and the things that there might be a little alternate reality game element. So part of me instantly went to Anagram because that name is too, I know Tattersall's like a real thing. It's that pattern similar to like the Burberry pattern. I know, and if I got that wrong, I apologize. I know I'm going to get emails, but it is a clothing pattern, but still it's kind of a unique name. So because there's two L's, if there's one L, I was like, I figured it out and I was like, oh, Tattletailer's war. Mm-hmm. But there's two L's. The best I got is Tattler's Alert Law. And based on what we saw in this episode, if Walter was using a fake first or first and last name, we do see that he did indeed alert law enforcement. Not about finding the body, but he's got some additional info. So maybe Walter in his...
He's got a snitch.
In a Sherlock Moriarty-esque way, though, picked a fake name to kind of give Misty a clue to see if she was smart enough to decode the puzzle upon learning his name.
That's
if I was Misty, I mean, I would assume Misty tries to figure out the anagram of the name of everybody she meets to see if there's a clue in there.
Did you also pick up on Misty saying she had Van's address for years? So, and she didn't find Lottie.
Lottie didn't want to be found.
I'm just saying. I know she goes by Charlotte now.
Wouldn't that be funny if that was the reason why? Charlotte Matthews is all over the internet, but Lottie Matthews nowhere to be found.
Well, Matthews is a pretty common last name.
True. Walter Tattersall. Give us your best anagram ideas for what that stands for. But you have to use all the letters.
Tweet them or send them.
You have to use all the letters. You can't just be like salt water, blah, blah, blah. I need a sentence that makes sense. So, although salt water, they did interrogate Randy on the boat. Maybe salt water is part of the anagram.
Oh, I love what you said. Walter's boat, not Randy's. I don't think Randy has a boat. Yes.
So she talks about Randy was paralyzed with fear, which is strange. And she deduces that there's something he was hiding, which then leads the group. See, again, how is she not doing the anagram thing right away? She figured out that Randy and Jeff had something to do with the blackmail. Didn't figure this out. Her boyfriend, Walter. You know what it is? It's true. They say this. Love makes you ignore the warning signs.
Is that what it is? Okay.
I think Misty is the type of person that decodes the anagram or figures out anagrams for every person she meets and does a background check on them.
Yeah, me too.
And then Ty's saying, it makes a lot more sense if it was Jeff doing this. So... But then she says, Shauna, was Jeff the one who sent the postcard? This might be the closest thing to a confirmation. Mm-hmm. We've wondered if someone else sent the postcards.
Yeah.
She doesn't say that, though. She doesn't clarify. They're still leaving it. We cut to what?
Right. It's very open in the still.
Walter is doing an insanely large jigsaw puzzle in his palatial estate. That looks beautiful.
Oh, my God. But it was of a cat. And I think it's the exact same cat that I have in my mouse pad. I have the most magical mouse pad in the world. I'm going to show it to you right now. How magical is this? It's a cat riding a unicorn. And he's holding a gun. Look at it, Glenn. I want to do a jigsaw puzzle.
You can get it made.
Of this.
So he gets a response from Redditor or Citizen Detective in the thick of it saying she's a literal man eater. From Sammy the Sleuth. I knew it was her. you're the man. And then from 33 underscore red herrings, does anyone know where the case is going now? So he's got the alert about Adam's body and Shauna being a suspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, I wonder
his house was so
he's
nice.
Got so many folders on his desktop. My desktop is just cluttered with icons. He's got folders, but I wonder if we could bring it into focus somehow, because you can't really see easily what all these folders say. I would love to know what these folders say.
His house was so nice. I now believe he's a millionaire. Because the boat, I was like, that is not a millionaire's boat. That house was nice.
Yeah.
I want a scuffle to follow me.
I sounded painful. I broke every bone in his body.
Bones can be rebuilt or whatever. Yeah. It's fine.
He was listening to a song from Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
And then he looks at the article about the body being found in the missing artist. And then instantly goes to the police department website and sends them an email that says he's got info on the case.
Is that how you will communicate with the police? If you have some info for them, would you email them?
Did you watch Poker Face on Peacock yet? Very good with Natasha Lyonne. She is trying. She has something. She wants to get to law enforcement. And she sends it to like the FBI and then like CC's Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, that's funny. Look at this comment.
One folder was best puzzle manufacturers. There you go. I'm going to look at that in 4K and I'm going to get a list of all those.
Yeah, we need to figure out what all the folders are.
So Jeff is having a nightmare, which was pretty obvious.
Oh my God, this was amazing.
What, you thought Shauna found her keys and made it home that quick?
No, I thought that they were all there to kill him. I thought that they were all there with him and she was like tricking him, seducing him so the other ones were coming and kidnap him or something. I thought they were all in cahoots here.
Maybe, but then, no, instead it's a nightmare, and she's like Baraka from Mortal Kombat. She's got knives for arms, and she's just slicing them up.
Yeah,
takes a chunk out, and then that's where
I felt so bad for Jeff at this moment.
She was kissing him first and stuff.
Well, the acting was so good when he says, "Shut up, scary." He's crying. I'm like, Jeff. I love Jeff.
I like his reaction. Yeah.
Jeff is top three for me in this.
His reaction is, ow. Like,
I mean, it probably hurt.
I'm sure it did. Dream hurting is different, though. Like, in dreams, pain manifests itself differently, minus the physical sensation.
Yeah.
Actually, although here's the weird thing about this. I don't know about you. If I feel like there's impending pain in my dream, I will wake up immediately. Like, I wouldn't sleep through this. The first stab, I'd be awake.
Maybe I was doing the stabbing. I had a stabbing dream and I kept dreaming. I love how you just like laugh at me because, you know, I have weird dreams.
So she's threatening him, saying she's going to grate his skin off. And then he's crying no. The knives were. And then he wakes up gasping, which is how you wake up from a nightmare. And then he sighs.
Everybody wakes up from a nightmare.
The look on his face says, it was all a dream.
Yeah, but it shows that he's starting to get really messed up.
And then Callie is drinking a beer.
Bud Light, too. Ew.
You know, Bud Zero, and now that I've been going out again, we've been going and playing bingo. Bud Zero, the no alcohol one, is pretty good, I have to say. It's my new favorite.
You know what? I would lie. I actually drink light beers. That's all the beers. I'm not a big beer drinker. I only drink beers when I'm with my dad, actually, because he's a big beer guy. But my dad only drinks Coors Light, so I drink Coors Light with him. And they're great, low calorie, you know what I mean? So I don't mind drinking that. I'm more of a mixed cocktail.
Yeah, bro. I like Bud Zero is pretty good for a non-alcoholic beer. Callie, this is really interesting that Callie is saying, you know, am I like my mom? You know, or I'm afraid I'm like her. Jeff saying, yeah, you have her good qualities, but then she's messed up. But then Jeff.
Oh my God, this scene was so emotional for
Jeff
me.
Jeff drops the bombshell. Not only did she go left her out in the wilderness, she lost people, her best friend, but then explains that she had a baby. And then Callie realizes, thought she had an older sister, an older brother who didn't make it. And Jeff doesn't go too much into the details. I'm sorry.
No, it was cool. Well,
it was funny. I mean, they never, I was surprised Callie didn't ask, did they eat the baby?
No, I think Allie was too busy processing everything that she just learned. Because think about it, she's sitting there asking her dad, "Hey, am I like messed up like mom?" And at up to this point, you know that your mom is messed up. You know that you've been through some things, but finding out or like even more things that she went through out there that you didn't know you had a brother, like that is insane to me. Like the way that they process and they just hugged it out. And I thought this was very
That was a
emotional,
great
like
scene.
seeing, and I knew that Callie would find out eventually about what Shauna really went through. It's been incredible how much I like Callie now that they let her in and that she's understanding all of
And now
these
we know
things.
that Jeff knows, because a lot of people also speculate Shauna never told Jeff.
I always thought that Jeff know because I do think that I think they love each other, right? I do, but I do think this marriage is out of guilt. I think they stuck together out of guiltness. Like you can't go anywhere. We lost Jackie and the baby. Like you, they had to stick together.
Yeah, it's tough. It's really tough. But and then Jeff is comforting Callie as she's processing the news. It was a very nice moment between them.
Yeah, it was. I love
So
this
what is
scene.
going on with Walter, who is then going to his closet, getting out his bag? Well, I mean, I think we know what he's doing because he gets out a purple jacket. He's got a cult to infiltrate.
Yeah.
Crazy, he emailed the police though, and now he's going to get Misty.
Yeah, because it's gonna lead them to
Oh, that's
them.
true. Yeah, you know
Yeah.
why? Because Tatler's alert law. That's why. It's right there in his name.
Yep. It's literally his name.
Yeah, Joey's saying Walter's a dead man. Yeah, I think Walter's dying in the season finale.
Do you think
I think for
they
old time's sake, they might.
eat him? Great answer.
You know, and Elijah Wood is a snack.
No, he's not. I know some people would
Well,
prefer me,
if
so
not
please
based
throw
on
out.
attractiveness, based on the amount of meat. I mean, that's not a full meal, that's a snack.
Oh, hey, I see what you did there. Not high calorie, but meat there. Not a lot
I
of
like
it.
Elijah Wood. So Ms.
Oh, he's great. I just wouldn't call him a snack in the other sense of the word. But talking yellow jackets, everybody's a snack here. As long as you cook them at the right temperature, everybody's a snack.
So it was weird. I'm trying to figure this out, even rewatching it. Misty was like staring at Lottie's neck. I think it's to make sure she's breathing and still alive. But yeah, like she knows.
Yeah, like we do to babies or puppies when you first have a baby or when you first get a pet, we always like watch them.
So Akilah and everybody wants to know how Lottie's doing. And then this was really quick. I'm looking at this. Okay, so she mentions that Lottie said if she dies, you know, not to, she wants them to make use of her, and you know, so they can all stay alive. And it's very interesting to see the reactions there. Like, did she really say that? She must be really sick. You know, it's
Van said she can't imagine being there without Lottie.
yeah, Shauna's saying that, man.
Yeah, and then somebody says, "Since when do you give a shit about Lottie?" I love that because that would have been what
But
I
then
would have said.
Mari again. Wait a second, Mari, back to dick riding Lottie, says the wilderness is not going to
Yeah.
let her die, but you would, Mari, because her pee smells. How does that make you feel?
She dropped that
Yes.
pee.
But as pointed out, the wilderness might want her to die, but she's starving. They like very quickly come to this conclusion that, like, well, we got to save Lottie. I guess someone else has to go.
Well, first they said not just Lottie's gonna die by
Oh, yeah.
starving. Yeah, she's injured, but we're all gonna die. Like at some point, I think it's Natalie the one that says, "No, none of us are gonna make it. This isn't just Lottie. We need to figure something
Yeah.
out. 0 to 100, real quick."
Yeah. So present day, yeah, then Shauna's explaining that if they knew the truth, they thought they might kill Jeff. She's explaining that based on what Misty did, and Shauna would kill somebody else's spouse. I like how Van's like, she thought she was the blackmailer, what? Like sticking up for Misty killing Jessica.
Yeah.
Very interesting moral shading they're doing here.
I don't know if it was here or earlier in the episode, but I just want to say they did a transition from adult Van to 1990s
Yeah.
Van. It looks like it's the same
Yeah.
freaking person playing her. It was incredible. Like it's oh, I love him so much.
No, it's good. So yeah, there, I mean, Shauna is explaining where she's at. She's sort of at the end of her rope, just in trying to fix things. You know, what she's been telling herself, the way that she's trying to make the problems go away, but she feels that she's just making it worse.
Of course.
I almost killed two just random people. When you talk about the random people she almost killed.
She's talking about the people at the car that stole her car. Yeah. I mean, she wanted to kill that guy. I'm convinced she wanted to kill that guy.
It's interesting. And then she drops that she might have said too much to the police. Misty is, I knew it.
Misty's like, I knew it. I gave you instructions. She did try to train her.
She made a cookie.
To the police. Yeah.
This was a really good scene. Just six of them in the room talking was riveting. I could have watched hours of this.
Listen, the episode was great. It was just very dark. A lot of good scenes, a lot of good stuff to consume in this episode.
But I like Natalie's. No pun intended. Natalie's just, thank you for your honesty. You're not wrong. We're all pretty messed up. I think it's time we finally talk about it. Like, now she wants to sit in a circle and share feelings. But then Lottie is like, yo, we're not going to solve shit with talking, Natalie. Let's move right to randomized ritual suicide.
It's so funny, the cult leader that goes. a cult leader would.
She's like, oh, something greater guided you here. You know, it's been guiding me.
She's not wrong.
Mm-hmm. This is where.
And then Shauna said that too when she's like trying to do the suicide pact. Shauna's like, I think you're taking this cult leader thing a little too seriously.
Like, Natalie just wants to talk. And by the way.
And Lottie's like, one of us needs to kill
you. Now we need to give it what it wants. And we'll get to what that means because it's kind of crazy. Okay, so. We go from that to Lottie fever dreams, right? Like Lottie is having labored breathing. She's seeing the fire. She's seeing it distorted. We're not getting another flash vision here, but she's seeing them making an offering to the wilderness or that they're getting ready to offer.
Was it real? Was it a vision?
I think they're setting this up. This is literally an altar they're setting up. So the idea was they're going to sacrifice the person on the altar, or put their blood on the altar, or give something to the woods. And Van says it's the queen. I thought the deck had no queens, but I guess there are multiple decks. So it's the queen with the crossed out eyes, the same one we saw in Lottie's vision.
Now it all makes
Van
sense.
Van shuffles that into the deck. Also kind of weird they're letting Van do the shuffling. She should have to sit down and do the thing because she's side shuffling and kind of looking at it. Van's got an unfair advantage. I'm just putting that out there.
I mean, yeah, but so did Lottie when she was trying to serve the shots.
yeah, that's like saying, like, let's play Russian roulette. I'll load the gun.
Yeah.
So they do the draw and everyone's safe. Did you, at first... Be honest. At first, were you disappointed it was Natalie because we know Natalie lives, so it kind of made it anticlimactic?
Yeah. 1,000%. Yes. I was like, okay, I know that's not going to happen, so where are we going with this?
Yeah.
It ended up not where I thought it would go. I thought it was going to be Mary, man. I like just killed Mary already. Yeah.
I thought they were out there and Ben was going to like have killed himself or die. I thought that was going to be the story.
I thought somebody would volunteer.
Or Crystal. Or they would find Crystal's body.
Or Misty will finally say, let's go find Crystal.
They could have. This all could have been avoided so easily. This scene was tense with the card drawing. Although when they got to Jen and Melissa, I was like, well, you two are expendable. We just met you really this season.
I was waiting for one of them, the blonde hair one. I still don't even know her name. I was like, she's gonna throw the
And card. Javi's really happy. Javi and Travis are hugging that it wasn't them.
My God. This show plays with our emotions.
I know.
So much.
I know. This was so tough to watch. So Natalie gets the queen. Sees the queen, shows it to everyone.
And
Shauna's like, let's fucking do this right now. Step right up.
She puts on the necklace on her. The famous necklace from the pit. Well,
that's the mark.
You know, the Jackie necklace.
That's the mark of death now. Yep. We've established that. Puts the necklace on her. Yeah, tells her to turn around. Has the necklace. She turns back around, has the knife. Natalie wants her to look at her when she does it rather than do it from behind her. And it's crazy that then the way
Shauna was going to kill
Shauna was absolutely going to go. I mean, imagine the hungriest you've ever been and multiply that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I say, hold on for Jessica. I say Mari. And then Glenn says Mari.
Mari.
I know. We're just trying to establish how it's correctly said. See, we say Mari, yes. Like, you know, the Spanish yes. version.
But she goes by Mari. That's her preferred pronunciation, which we've learned is the number one thing to honor. Now, Natalie turns around and says, you know, Shauna, you're not yourself when you're hungry. No. I'm trying to inject some levity into this.
Pulls out a Snicker.
That would have been amazing. Like, Snickers, you need to make a commercial from this scene.
Yeah, with the yellow jackets. That would be amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah, very dark, though. Very
absolutely.
Dark.
So yeah, they're building this up and she's going to do it. And then Natalie is looks really resigned. It's just amazing that they're like, we can't wait a little bit. Just have some time, make peace with this, you know, something. Travis looks very sad, very, very sad about this. I mean, you could see like just this building up within him. Then Shauna's hesitating to do it. Misty's looking on like, is she going to do it? We're getting some flashes to Doom coming. And God, it's hard to tell. Yeah, it was Travis. Travis goes and tackles Shauna and tells Natalie to run.
Yeah, it was Travis. Yeah. They all start trying to beat up Travis. So Travis sends Javi with her.
It's weird.
So he's dead.
And then we get an amazing needle drop. The score transitions into Smashing Pumpkins' Bolt with Butterfly Wings. Like very, very well.
Yep.
Owner, wrestling promotion owner, Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins. Has one of my favorite needle drops in all of Yellow Jackets. But then, Van's grabbing the stick. We see them, Travis being held at knife point. And we see like the hunting scene begin. So Lottie is having visions of all the symbols. We see Natalie running through the woods. We see the group hunting, and they're just starting to lose it. They're starting to get primal, right? Like they are hungry. And Natalie is then hiding behind a tree, which is a little kind of, I mean, I guess it's a big woods, right? Like, where are you going to hide? Behind a tree.
Yeah.
It works.
Especially Natalie. Like, she's the one who goes hunting. You'd think she could have found or thought of a better hiding spot.
Yeah. So back in the present day, Lottie's saying, yo, this feeling inside of you, it's no secret. You know, Ty's saying it's no secret we're fucked up. They're talking about everything they've lived through. And I just want to point out that Lottie is in the sharing shack. She has not left. They're discussing this. Oh, something bigger.
Well, she was ready to kill
them. She's like, hey, guys, I want to try something. Now, my thought was it was going to be like, we got these mushrooms. Like, let's go on a vision spiritual journey together and take this and trip and we'll get our feelings out. It'll be great. But she goes with, yeah, so we got the stuff we use to euthanize animals. And I've secretly replaced one of your drinks with this. But I'm not, you know, we're going to pick at random.
She did say it's painless. Yeah. It's fast, it's quick, it's easy.
Yeah, and we need to give nature something to cure our issues. That's our only way we can get out of this is to give ourselves fully to it.
Let it choose.
Yeah, let it choose.
And then she says something about like, they all start complaining because she poured the drinks and she says something like, hey, you guys can shuffle them around and I'll pick glass.
This is nuts.
Yeah.
I understand what they did in the wilderness because they were starving. And then, Misty's saying, this is the same stuff they used in Heaven's Gate. Shauna's saying, you're taking this cult leader thing too far. Our lives aren't that bad.
Yeah, I love that.
I like she's like, our lives aren't that bad. And Lottie's like, girl, you got really? Problems.
Like, we just sat here and talk about how bad our lives are all night and you want to tell me they're
she
not
says,
that
Ty,
bad?
You pushed your entire family away. You killed your dog. You almost killed your wife. Shauna, you're going to lose your family or worse. Misty.
R.I.P. Misty Biscuit.
Did kill Biscuit. Someone.
She said you actually killed someone. And then she they don't know what's wrong with Van. So she just said to Van, hey, you used to be so full of life. And now you just got nothing left.
Natalie was already suicidal. She's in so much pain. Yeah, Van, something's broken within you. And then, Van's like, why don't you just volunteer to drink it then, Lottie?
That's not how it works.
We don't get to decide. It chooses.
Name of the episode.
And we'll know which one of us it is after we pick up a cup and drink it. Hell of a way to find out.
Who do you think would have chosen?
You know, it's tough. looking at them now, just rewatching all the reactions. Okay, so I don't think Ty looks actually the most sort of depressed. But
it's not going to choose Ty. Ty is, keeps giving it offerings. It's
I think Ty. Van is thinking about it logically. I think Ty just looks like despair on her face in this scene. I think Natalie actually is saying like, no, I'm past that now. I was there, but I'm past it. And I think Sean is just like, I think I'm going to take my chances.
So you think he would have picked Misty?
No, Misty. Misty wouldn't do it on principle. I mean, look, Misty Quigley has been through a lot in life. Misty Quigley is not taking her own life.
But that's not taking your own life. That's letting the wilderness
Misty,
take
you. No, Misty is like a secret.
She has a boyfriend now, too, so she's not going
to... Misty Quigley has become a secret alpha. Maybe a not-so-secret alpha.
You're a Misty Dick Rider, Glenn.
Misty has got that BDE.
Oh, no. Nobody in that room had BDE tonight. They just had a lot of trauma. That's all I saw.
I don't know.
I will say she's a closer. She's a closer. I will say I think Misty is the most, it's the best one at hiding how fucked up she
I think
really is.
Misty has just accepted it now. I think that there's no longer a rational voice that thinks about it as fucked up. So Ben is at the tree, sees the vegetation. My first thought was like, Ben's just going to start eating these leaves and be like, hey, y'all, we got something edible, right? But he identifies the tree from the drawing. He looks at it. You can see on his face, he's like, holy shit, this is it. Now, was this the same tree where, this was the one that Travis and Natalie found when they were looking?
Found Javi. Well, yeah, that's where Javi was taking Natalie.
Yeah. So he peels back the leaves and sees like, holy shit, inside of here. At first I thought it's a portal to another world.
Me too. I thought it was going to end up at some weird shopping mall like Lottie did in that vision she had.
Yes, he's going to go in there and find like an underground bomb shelter with 10 years worth of food.
I would have been.
And then he goes back to tell them, and he gets there right after they murdered somebody to eat them. So he's in there, and I'm going to have to do more of an analysis of what he sees. I couldn't tell, were those little bones or were those, I mean, I thought they were like mushrooms or vegetation in there, what he sees on the ground.
They were nuggets, bones.
But he could see in there, like it's spacious, it's well lit, seems like it's pretty warm. You could light a fire in there.
Now we know how Javi made it. But not for much longer. Maybe that's the key. Maybe the wilderness shows Javi because his secret spot was revealed.
Maybe. It does look like bones. He's poking through it. Yeah, so there's probably animal life in there as well. You probably have animals that are hibernating in there.
Javi made it.
If I'm Javi, I think day two back in that cabin, I would have been like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going back. Travis, you're welcome to come with me. But peace, y'all. So we see the hunting party looking for Natalie. And then
they look insane.
But then Javi finds Natalie and we hear him talk.
And he talks.
Stop. I know where you can go. The hunting party stops. They're saying, I don't hear her anymore. They're listening for her to try and figure out where she is. This was super tense. This was a very tense scene to watch this. Mm-hmm. So they figure it out. They start going. And man, obviously there's a place the others don't know about. I can take you there. It was funny when she said you could trust me. At first, if Natalie was going to die, Javi would have given her up. But he didn't do that because Javi is a real one. And he's going to save her.
Dead meat.
They're running across the ice. Oh, I hated this. So I hate rewatching this right now. They're running across the ice. There. The others come on the ice and they're making a big rookie mistake of all running in a tight pack on the same spot of ice. It's like, haven't you ever watched a movie where someone fell through the ice? We start to see Javi then standing and it cracks and he falls through. I know. Natalie goes to save him.
I hated this. I hated this so much, Glenn. I love this show. I love this podcast. But my God, I think I hated this more than the bird giving
This was
scene.
Really tough. This is really tough to watch. But what's interesting is then they're running over there and Misty is saying, stop. Like, they're just going to let nature kill him. I mean, this is awful just to watch him gasping and trying to get out of there and then essentially drowning and...
And screaming, Natalie, yeah. She's right there and she's not helping him. And they're like, oh, if you get in, the rest are going to get you. Who cares in this situation what is going on? I don't know. This was sad. This was dark. I hated every moment of this. I hate how they all watch him die.
Well, Akilah's saying we could still get him out of there. Akilah is pointing out that he can be saved.
Yeah, and then they just like get him out like, oh no, the wilderness chose him. No, it didn't. You guys let him die.
And then right when he dies and he starts sinking, then they rush in there.
Get him. Yeah.
I mean, God.
I mean, I know they're desperate. I do know they're desperate. But to see them, I mean, I don't know. They were about to kill Natalie, too. It's about to get darker than what we thought.
Well, and they could have, I mean, I'm just saying, Natalie could try, or Misty could have tried CPR here. Probably would have been a better chance.
Look at what Jessica in the chat said.
Yeah, it's true. Granted, apparently trying to save someone from drowning is more likely to kill you than save the person. But I don't think that applies as much in this case. It happens like if you're offshore, like a lifeguard will be just like, lifeguards mm-hmm. are trained to make it so you can't basically take them down with you.
A lifeguard saved my life. I almost drowned when I was little.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, then they get Javi's body out of there. Misty confirms that Javi's dead. And they're all still standing around on the ice. Like, honestly,
yeah.
I have characters I like in this show. I have characters I dislike. I am very disappointed in all of them. And Javi did not deserve that at all.
Javi didn't deserve... I was so happy when he showed up alive. I started trying to make some more, like, theories about Javi because now he's here. This was sad. But I also didn't want them, like... I didn't want them killing Natalie. Like, why couldn't one of the girls that nobody knows pick the queen card? This would have been so...
Why couldn't they have 90210'd it? Just introduce a brand new character we don't care about. Or bring a character that was a tangential character we don't care about or haven't seen in a while. Why? And that's the point. It's Jessica this saying they could have tried to find Crystal. I think they... Look, here's what I would have done. I would have said... This is a good plan B. Plan A is, why don't we take a day? Just try really hard as a group to find Crystal, and then we'll eat her corpse.
Or food, animals, something.
You know, maybe there's another belt. Maybe somebody has some shoes we can melt down and make some shoes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they definitely just love that belt soup.
I saw already on Reddit somebody was saying, like, maybe some of the metals in the belt got into the broth and caused this reaction.
Oh, come on.
No, that can happen.
No, they're just... Please.
But no, let me just tell you something a second, though. Doom coming, when they were crazy and did this, they were under the influence then as well.
Yeah, but they had real mushrooms. Yeah. They said, a belt's not going to get you like
okay,
that.
Did you ever see...
I think they're just really, really hungry, like Joey says.
Look, there was an episode of Different Strokes where Kimberly was going to wash her hair in shampoo. She was going to get rainwater. And she had a copper bowl to put out to collect the rainwater. And you know what happened when Kimberly went to wash her hair with the rainwater in the copper bowl? There was a chemical reaction and it turned her hair green.
Oh, I remember this.
So I'm just saying metal sometimes because we learned in that episode is because of acid rain. So, you know, metal and the snowpack and the ice, I'm just saying could have had a reaction.
They're just insane. That's my theory.
I don't know. I think Different Strokes taught us the dangers of mixing metal with natural water from the sky. So, here's the other thing I was thinking was just in my head, I was like looking at Natalie's face and I could see that her first thought was, I don't want Javi to die. And her second thought was like, oh man, Travis is going to be so pissed at
me. Yeah. And her third thought was, oh my God, we're going to eat.
That was her third part after, don't want Javi to die. Travis could be pissed. Upside. I guess food. Dinner's on me.
Oh my God, Glenn.
If you can't have levity in this situation, look, I'm just saying, if you and I are ever in a cannibalistic situation to survive, you know, you'd be like, uh-huh. I'm still hungry. I'd be like, need a hand. Like you have to, if you can't have humor, You know?
Okay. Dinner something.
Yeah. Why not? I have to laugh because
poor
I'm
Javi.
Fucking angry.
Poor Javi.
I am sad.
This season has been
this
so dark.
This season has been so dark and so fucked up. And we've still got one episode left.
And it's going to be the craziest.
I have a feeling.
And we're going live right after we watch it, guys. So all of you guys watching us right now that are fans of the show, fan of Yellow Jackets Plus, we will be live as soon as we watch the show next week again. It's the finale. We have to.
He survived all that time, man.
Oh, my God. Maybe he was always meant to die.
And Travis saved him. Travis saved Natalie.
It's all Travis' fault. It's all Lottie's fault. She would have just died from getting
beat up.
We
now understand Travis's addiction and long-term issues that went perhaps beyond what everyone else experienced.
I think I'm understanding so much more how, and I don't understand how they can somewhat function normally after all this stuff they've been through.
Oh man.
It was sad. It was a sad episode. I logged in here to go as soon as I finished watching it, and I just felt very, and that's happened a few times. And it's been an excellent season, but some of these episodes have had such dark endings. We had the bird giving scene. We had Lottie getting beat up. Now we have this happening to Javi. I don't want to know how the season is going to end.
And fucking Nugget. Nugget's been dead.
We haven't seen Steve.
Oh, I'm not feeling good about Steve's prospects at this point.
Please stop.
We have Nugget and Javier.
Do we go off with the Pit Girl? Do we go off with the Pit Girl scene? Everybody wants to see Pit Girl come back. They can't go another season without Pit.
I don't think we're going to get this season. I think if you look at coming next week, we're going to get some interesting stuff in the present day.
We're still not going to see them get saved.
No. They've got a whole other winter. They're there for like another year. Yeah. So. I did watch the next week season finale tease, and it looks like present day is going to be interesting, and in the past there's going to be some consequences. So I mean, obvious, right? But
yeah, they're going to
eat. I think that's the important part. Do you ever?
And the bucket is going to be extra full.
Do you? Oh, Jesus Christ!
Sorry. Well, I'm assuming they're not pooping now.
I mean, that wasn't the first place my mind went, but sure, I think that's probably a reasonable assumption.
Oh, that's good. That's a good point in the chat. Pit Girl is the last haunted. We don't see Pit Girl until near the rescue.
Okay. I mean, based on the hair, it could be, what was it, Melissa? The Emma of the two, Melissa or Mari.
Yeah, because I was convinced it was Jackie for a while, but he's definitely
or Mari.
Not Jackie.
I still think Mari is my contender, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if we get it. Look, season one ended with Who the Fuck is Lottie Matthews? We got two additional adult survivors. How many people were in the Antler Queen party in the pilot? I can't remember. I think it was 7.
Oh, yeah. And I just rewatched it when they did that watch along on the Showtime YouTube channel. I can't remember.
I'm going
to have to go back and revisit that scene.
So looking at it. Oh, here we go. I got an image. Yeah, it's 7. So you know what?
Okay.
I'm going to hazard a guess. No, that could be Travis. Yeah, that would make sense. It's the 6. It's Lottie.
I think it was
7. Yeah, it is 7, but I'm saying Travis is the 7th. It's the 6 adults that we see in present day.
Travis. Oh, yeah. But maybe Travis. If there's no other survivor.
I think that's a fun way to end a season. I'm a little...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we'll see where the present day goes. It was also weird, one detail I forgot, that with... They were saying, oh, Adam's body decomp had started. And I'm just like, it's been a week.
Yeah, but she didn't bury him deep enough. How'd they find him so easy? Who tipped the cops? I have so many questions still. Great episode. Very dark.
Yeah. I'm depressed.
Yeah, same.
A little angry.
I'm probably going to have weird
dreams. Yeah, definitely. So there you have it, folks. Next week is the season finale. Sure, we'll have news about off-season stuff and our other podcast we're going to launch in the off-season that we're finally going to get around to. And
yeah, we can finally do it now because that was on me.
No,
Glenn, I have a lot of projects going on right
now. It's crazy.
We've been crazy busy. But I'm a little sad about the season finale approaching because I really do look forward to, I love Yellow Jackets. I love doing this. And it's so weird with the writer strikes how uncertain everything is.
Yeah.
I'm a little sad. I wish it was at least 10 episodes. I wish we had 2 more weeks of this.
I know. I just had to kill a little fruit fly, and I feel really guilty because I try and make a big deal. And I like, I don't kill spiders. I typically don't kill bugs, but these fruit flies have been in our house, and it's just like these will keep multiplying and never.
Yeah, it's really bad. You have to get rid of them, or you'll need an exterminator. Yeah,
I mean, their lifespan is short anyhow. But as a vegan of 20 years, I always feel guilty when I do.
Oh, I love you, Glenn. You're so kind. You would not last in the wilderness.
No. I mean, I would be like, there's nutritional value in bark, right? I'm just going to... Wouldn't it be... They're in probably the wrong area, but wouldn't it be funny if they get rescued and they find out, like, they've been surrounded by maple trees this entire time and they have maple syrup? If they just could have figured out a way to tap it, they would have had, like, unlimited syrup to drink.
Why would you want to eat maple syrup or drink maple syrup for, like, almost 2 years,
You could survive on that.
Glenn?
High sugar content.
No, I'm not surviving on
high
that.
Sugar content. Uh-uh. Okay, wait. So if you're in a forest and you're surrounded by unlimited maple syrup, you're like, nope, cannibalism sounds better. I'm curious what human flesh tasted like. Hey, maybe I could take some maple syrup and make a nice glaze on the human flesh.
Oh my god, yes. I will go find some animals or something.
No, you got no other option. You got maple syrup or human flesh. You're gonna be sitting there basting your dead friend with maple syrup and be like, this is a really nice glaze. I'm going to dip it. Yeah.
Dip? Hey, that's horrible. I'm glad we're ending on a light joke. My God. We were getting too depressing.
Okay, everybody. She's at NYC Demon Diva. That's Diva with a one on Twitter. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. We've got our Instagram links in the show notes. We're at Yellow Jackets BZ on Twitter, Yellow Jackets Buzz on Instagram. Hit us up with your best anagrams for Walter Tattersall.
Yes.
Let's solve this. Let's figure it out. And we posted that phone message. The image of the phone message. We got the spectrogram. Shout out to Reddit user Surrealistic Pill, who took the audio recording, got a clean audio recording, got the spectrogram, and in the wave file, it spells out the text, it's not real. So that's pretty creepy. What's not real? Friendship. The friendship is not real.
Oof.
Yes. Maybe. Okay, everybody. See you next week for the season finale. Have a good one. We'll catch you back here on Yellow Jackets Buzz. Take care.
Bye.